Today's daf is Yevamis daf Mem Zayin, and we are 12 lines from the top of daf Mem Vav Amid Beis Amar Rab Chiya Bar Rabba Amar Rab Yochanan. So we're in the middle of a digression, sugyas in Perek HaChoylitz that discuss the halachos of Geirus. So the primary source, the Hilchas Geirus and Chas, is a Masechtas Yevamis from all places. It's the Gemaras that we're learning right now. The specific context that we're in the middle of is the Gemara is discussing how a person becomes a ger, or more specifically, how a man would become a ger. Now, one thing is clear. If a person is going to be megayer, he has to understand what it is he's getting himself into. Meaning, you have to know that a yid has to keep Torah mitzvahs, and as a result, every ger, an integral part of the gerus is being mekabel ol Torah v'hamitzvahs. There's no question about that. The Tanam, however, understood that in addition to that, a person needs to go through some physical transformation in order for the gerus to be consummated. And there was a big debate amongst the Tanam, as we've already seen and will continue to see in today's daf, what exactly that was. The Gemara on the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Aleph brought a braisa that mentioned three shitas as it relates to what exactly this man that's coming to be megayer would have to do. The Chachamim said that every ger has to, number one, be circumcised. He needs to go through Mila. Additionally, he has to be Tovel in a Kasher and Mikvah. He would need Tefillah. In fact, the Chachamim Shita is that a ger is not a ger, ad sheyimel v'yitpa, until he does Mila and until he does Tefillah. These two physical acts are part and parcel, they're integral, they're ma'akiv in terms of a person becoming a ger. However, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both argued. Rabbi Eliezer in the Braisa said that if a ger would do Mila and not Tefillah, that in and of itself would constitute gerus. Rabbi Yeshua said that if a ger would do tefillah and not milah, that in and of itself would constitute a gerus. The Gemara had a little bit of a discussion clarifying exactly what Shittas Rabbi Eliezer is, the sources of Shittas Rabbi Eliezer, the sources of Shittas Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara picks up on this note and says, Rabbi Chiya Barab said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam einoy ger, a person is not a ger, atche yimo v'yitpoil, that as it relates to what a ger would have to do in order to complete his gerus, we have three Shittas in the Braisa. We have Shittas Rabbi Eliezer, Shittas Rabbi Yeshua, and Shittas HaChachamim. So Rabbi Yochanan paskin that the halach is like the Chachamim, that in order for a gerus to be a gerus, the convert would have to, number one, go through a mila, and number two, he'd have to go through a tefillah. Faith the Gemara Peshitta. It's obvious. Why would I need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that halacha is like the Chacham? One of the most basic klolim when it comes to psak halacha is yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. If there's machloikis between a yachid versus a rabim, we almost always paskin like the rabim. Now, in our braisa, Rabbi Eliezer the yachid said mila alone is enough. Rabbi Yeshua the yachid said tefillah alone is enough. It's the Chachamim that are the Rabbim that said you have to have Milo Tefillah. So if that's the case, based on the rules and regulations of Kloli Apsak, I would know that Halacha is like the Rabbim. So freak the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yochanan need to say that the Halacha is like the Chachamim? Of course it's like the Chachamim. Yachid v'Rabbim, Halacha k'Rabbim. So the Gemara says, Man Chacham Rabbi Yochanan. The reason Rabbi Yochanan needed to say that the Halacha is like the Chachamim is because the truth is, the Chachamim in our Braisa are not the Rabbim. Even though, traditionally, we think of Chachamim as being all the sages. So if there would be a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, you would think it's Rabbi Eliezer against everybody. If it's Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim, it's Rabbi Yeshua against everybody. If it's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim, so again, the Chachamim you would think is the Rabbim, but it's not always the case. And the Gemara says, in our Braisa, Rabbi Yochanan understood that the Chachamim, even though they're being presented as if they're the consensus amongst all the sages, really that wasn't the case. It was really a Yachid. Which Yachid was it? It was Rabbi Yossi. And because it was a Yachid Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan felt that he had to say that the Halacha is like the Chachamim, because the Chachamim is only a Yachid, thus it's a Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Yossi. And in the world of Psak Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan felt that he had to say that Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Now, how did Rabbi Yochanan know that it's Rabbi Yossi, the Yachid, that's of the opinion that in order for Geirus to be a Geirus, the Geir would need Mila and Tefillah? What's the Makar? What's the source of this Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara is going to bring a braisa. The Tanya we learned to the braisa, Arish above Omar. If a person comes to Bezdin and he says, Malti, I had a bris milah, meaning as part of my geirus. However, veloy tovalti, I wasn't toivel yet in a mikvah. So he wants to do tefillah in a mikvah. under the premise that he already had a bris milah. So says the Gemara, matbilin oisai, with toivulim in the mikvah, umabakach. Why not? What's the big deal? Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if somebody would come in front of Bezdin, and he would tell Bezdin, I had bris milah, Bezdin would say, no problem, let me toivel you in the mikvah, I don't see any reason not to do it, and everything's going to be okay. Rabbi Yossi says, ain't matbilim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we're not going to be toivel you. Now it's going to be mavur in the Gemara that the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is what exactly a ger has to do in order for the geris to be complete. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that geris requires either mila or tefillah, meaning other. Either you do the mila or you do the tefillah. Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to do mila and tefillah. So let's explain. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need to have either Mila or Tefillah, because one of the two is enough. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a person would come in front of Bezdin and say that I did Bris Mila and I want to do a Tefillah now, there's no reason not to do the Tefillah. Why? Because whether or not this person had Bris Mila is going to be irrelevant. The reason it's going to be irrelevant is because he's anyways going to do a Tefillah. Tefillah in and of itself is going to constitute Geiris. It's like this. This person is going to end up being a Ger. According to Rabbi Yossi, however, Geiris is made up of Mila and Tefillah. And because it's made up of Mila and Tefillah, therefore, ein matbilim, because we don't know whether, in fact, this person had a bris mila, even though he's telling you he did, but it's not muchach that he really did. And it's for that reason we need to know for sure that there was a proper mila. We don't know. So ein matbilim, and you can't just go ahead and do a Tefillah. What we would have to first do is make sure there's a proper mila, and then afterwards we would do a Tefillah. Now, just to clarify, Rashi points out the obvious, and that is that it sounds like we have a person that's coming in front of Beis Din. He's saying he had a bris mila, and we're not sure if we trust him. The truth is, we could just be baidik. We can inspect, and we could see whether he did a bris mila. So Rashi says, that's pasha. You can inspect whether or not the person had a bris mila, but you have no way of knowing whether the person had a kosher bris mila. And only a kosher bris mila would be considered a bris mila le'inyin geiris, meaning it would have to be done by a male kosher, and it would have to be done based on all the laws. So yeah, this person might have been circumcised, but maybe it was a non-Jewish doctor that did the circumcision. So being that we have no way of knowing whether Mila was a Mila, so we can't just take his word for it. So Rabbi Yehuda says that matbila noisa, because it doesn't matter whether the Mila was a good Mila, because really all you need to do is either Mila or Tefillah. So being that he's anyways going to have the Tefillah in and of itself will constitute the Geiris, so that's good enough on its own. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ain't matbila, because you have to confirm, you would have to know for sure that the Mila was a good Mila. We have no way of verifying that it was a Mila. The fact that he said Malti, that in and of itself is not a Raya. He's not believed to say that he had proper milah. He has no namanas. And it's for that reason, ein matbilin, says the Brais, lefichach, it's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that geirus is either milah or tefillah. So Rabbi Yehuda says another halacha, and that is matbilin ger b'Shabbos. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if a ger had milah before Shabbos, milah l'shem geirus, we know for sure it was a proper milah. Now he wants to do the tefillah on Shabbos, it's going to be okay. What's the chiddush? Because geiris is something that really you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The reason you can't do geiris on Shabbos is because when a person becomes a ger, he transfers status from being a non-Jew to a Jew. And it's considered tikkun gavra. One of the lamatas malachas is mesakim mana. You're not allowed to perfect a keli on Shabbos. And if you can't perfect a keli on Shabbos, kal v'chomer, you can't perfect a person on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda says that even though ordinarily geiris would not be okay to be done on Shabbos, but if you know that a person had a bris mila before Shabbos and now he wants to do the tefillah on Shabbos, there's no reason not to do it. Matbilin ger b'Shabbos. Why? Because as long as we know that he had a bris mila, he's already a yid. Because had he become a yid with either mila or tefillah, so Rabbi Yehuda lishnitase that says that if a person comes and says malti, we'd be makbal him. Ah, you don't know for sure if he had a good bris mila. It doesn't matter because tefillah alone is enough. So just like Rabbi Yehuda holds tefillah alone is enough, so too he holds mila alone is enough. So if the person had the bris mila before Shabbos, there's no reason not to be toivel him on Shabbos, because the bris mila that he had before Shabbos is enough in order for him to be considered yid. Rabbi Yossi says ein matbilim. Rabbi Yossi lishitase that says that geiris is made up of both mila and tefillah. So, and it's for that reason if a person says malti and we don't know if he had a kosher bris mila, we wouldn't do the tefillah on Shabbos. We wouldn't do the tefillah because we don't know if the mila was a good mila. So it's in that same vein. If a person we know for sure had a proper bris mila and now he wants to do tefillah on Shabbos, ein matbilin. We're not going to do the tefillah. And the reason is because being that the geiris is made up of the mila and the tefillah, so this tefillah is going to be a part of the geiris. If it's part of the geiris, you can't do geiris on Shabbos. So essentially, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. whether Geirus is made up of Mila or Tfila, or whether it's made up of Mila and Tfila. Rabbi Yehuda says, Oy Mila, Oy Tfila. Rabbi Yosi says, it's both Mila and Tfila. And really, the Braisa mentioned two nafkaminas la'alacha. The original machloikis, and then derivative machloikis, a quote-unquote lefichach, something that comes about as a result of the original machloikis. The first machloikis, or the first nafgamina in this machloikis, is what happens if a person comes and he says malti, he clearly had a bris mila, and he says the mila was done kedas moish of Yisrael, but we have no way of knowing. Could we just give him a tefillah now and he'll become a ger or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah. According to Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, because tefillah in and of itself constitutes geiris. So even if he didn't have a proper milo, we're not going to trust him, beseder. But he had a good tefillah. Because he had a good tefillah, that in and of itself would be enough. According to Rabbi Yosi, you need the milo and the tefillah, because we don't trust the person that the milo was a good milo, because he has no namonis, so therefore, ein mapilo. What was the second afkamino? What happens if you know for sure the person had a kosher bris milo? There's no question on the milo. And now the shaila is, did he have a kosher? So the question is, could he do the tefillah l'shem Geiris on Shabbos, or can he not do a tefillah l'shem Geiris on Shabbos? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he could. Because being that he had a proper bris mila before Shabbos, really, he's a regular yid. Now he wants to do a tefillah, maybe because it's a mitzvah min amufcher, for whatever reason he wants to do a tefillah l'shem Geiris, he could do it, because that tefillah is not really what's making him a ger. He is a ger already. However, according to Rabbi Yosi, who holds that the Geiris happens with the mila and the tefillah, so therefore he wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos. So the Gemara mentioned this machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, with two nafkaminas. A first nafkamina, and then a lefichach, a derivative. So the Gemara says like this: Amar mar, lefichach matpilin ger the Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda said that because he holds oy milo or tefillah, that's for that reason. If the person had a proper milo before Shabbos, he can do the tefillah on Shabbos. Gemara pshita, it's pashit. Given the Rabbi Yehuda binay, Rabbi Yehuda said b'chadasagi that one is enough, either milo or tefillah. Seichad the mother for neinu matpilin. So of course, if he had the bris milo in front of us, if he had a proper bris milo, he could do the tefillah on Shabbos. My lefichach, why do we need to mention the second machlokes? Meaning, why do we have to have these two machlokes in the brayso? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because my other time, I would have thought the Rabbi Yehuda tefillah ikar. I would have thought had we only had the original Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda that says that if a person comes and says malti, matpilin oisai, I would have thought that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to have a tefillah. Meaning the whole geiris happens through tefillah. Not either mila or tefillah, but nafka tefillah. And if it's nafka tefillah, that's why if he says malti, whether we trust him or not is irrelevant, because he's anyways going to do the tefillah and the tefillah is the ikar. But if that's the case, if we know he had the mila before Shabbos, you still wouldn't allow him to do the tefillah on Shabbos, because the tefillah is going to be the geiris. If the tefillah on Shabbos, like the kamasak and gabro. Kamash malon de Rabbi Yehuda oyha oyha. Therefore, we need the lefichach to clarify Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that it's not that he holds only the tefillah, it's that he holds either the milo or the tefillah. So the tefillah alone would be enough, and the milo alone would be enough. I know the tefillah alone would be enough in the first thing Rabbi Yehuda said, that we don't care whether he was malti or not because he's going to do the tefillah, and I know that the milo alone would be enough from the second thing that Rabbi Yehuda said, that if he had the milo before Shabbos, there's no reason not to do the tefillah on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara continues, and says, Rabbi Yosi said, ein matpila. Right? Rabbi Yosi says, if a person comes and says, malti, ein matpila, no, sorry. Why? Because you need the milo. Pshita. So what did Rabbi Yosi say? Lefichach, it's for that reason, if a person would do the bris mila on Shabbos and he wants to do the tefillah on Shabbos, you wouldn't do it because you need the tefillah. So the Gemara says it's pasha, because the kivin, Rabbi Yosi bin, Rabbi Yosi said, tar tibini, you need the mila and the tefillah. So of course he can't do the tefillah of l'shem geiris on Shabbos, because this tefillah is going to make him into a yid, and it's a tikkun gavra. So the Gemara says, no, ma, the time I would have thought, had I not had the lefichach on Rabbi Yosi, I would have thought the Rabbi Yosi mila ikar. Maybe Rabbi Yosi holds that the Mila is dicker. Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold Mila and Tfila. He holds only Mila. The Hassam, so therefore, in the first case, where the person said Malti, and we don't know if he's telling the truth, there ain't Matpila no, you say, why do I have a Mila Befanedo? Because we don't know if there was a Bris Mila. But in the case where we know for sure there was a Bris Mila, Emily Tavel Zebis Shabbata, so you would have thought the Mila in and of itself is enough, so you could go ahead and be Tavel, Kamashwan, the Rabbi Yosi, Tarti Boy. So therefore, we needed to have both Shitas Rabbi Yosi's to know that Rabbi Yosi holds that it's not only the Mila, but it's the Mila and the Tefillah. So the bottom line is, the Gemara brought another Braisa that discussed how exactly a man becomes a ger, a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, which Lamaskana is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's either Mila or Tefillah, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's Mila and Tefillah. Why did we mention this Braisa? So of course, this is the sugi that we're learning, but the specific reason that we mentioned this Braisa is because Rabbi Chiba Rabba, who was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan that lo'olam eino ger at sheyimo v'yitpoil. And the Gemara's kash was pshita. It was the sheet of the Chachamim in the Braisa that the Gemara brought him in Vav Amar Aleph. So why would Rabbi Yochanan have to pass like the Chachamim? Of course the halacha is like the Chachamim. If you want to tell me the halacha is not like the Chachamim, yeah, that's newsworthy. But to tell me the halacha is like the Chachamim, pshita, yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. And the Gemara's teretz is because that Chachamim was also a yachid. It's the yachid Rabbi Yossi as emerges from the Braisa that we just learned. So more halachas, more basic halachas as it relates to Dine Geirus. On my Rabbi, Rabbi said, Uvdahava, there was a story, Be Rabbi Chia Bar Rebbe, by Rabbi Chia Bar Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi Masni, Rabbi Yossi added, didn't change Ayin Rashi, but added Rabbi Yishev Rebbe. Rabbi Yishev Rebbe was also there. For Rabbi Safra Master, Rabbi Safra added, he said Rabbi Shaya, but Rabbi Chia was also there. So according to Rabbi Safra, there were three Amayron there. Rabbi Chia Bar Rebbe, Rabbi Yishev Bar Rebbe, and Rabbi Yishev Rebbe Chia. Okay, what happened? So these three Gedolim are sitting around. Da'asal Kameh, Ger Shemav Leitavel. Ger that had done Brismila, not Tfila, appeared in front of them. Amrulay, they told him, Shohi Kan Ad L'Machar. So it seems this person had come at night, and he wanted to discuss his Geiris. He did Brismila, he didn't do Tfila. They told him, wait until tomorrow. V'nat Belinach, and tomorrow we're going to make sure you go to the mikvah, the three of us, and we'll confirm that you're a full-fledged Yid. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino Tas. From this story, you can learn three things. Number one, Shema Mino Geiris Arach Shlisho. You see that Geiris requires three people, because there were three people, the way Rav Safra told the story, and all three people said, come back tomorrow, and we'll put you in the mikvah. We'll complete the Geiris. So you see, Geiris has to be in the presence of three. Shema Mino Eina Geirat Shimo V'Yidpo. You also see from here that even though this person had done bris milah already, he wasn't a ger yet, they told him, even though he had done bris milah, come back tomorrow, you're going to go in the mikvah. So you see that geris requires both milah and tefillah. V'shma minah, and lastly, you see, ein matpil ger balayla, he had come at night, and they didn't want to preside over this at night. They said, come back tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll do it, meaning it has to be done during the day. So you see three important halachas. Number one, you see that geris needs to be presided over by three people, also known as a bezdin. Additionally, you see that Geiris is made up of Mila and Tfilah. And finally, you see that Geiris can't happen at night. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, V'nei Meshmamidah Nami Binam Amchalukhur. You could learn a fourth thing from this story. Because who were these three people? They weren't just three Hadyotis, they were three Gedolim. So should we prove from here that Geiris has to be presided by three Gedolim? The Gemara says, no. That much you can't prove because Dilma De'iklu, maybe punked, they were three Gedolim. Meaning, from the fact that these three said, come back tomorrow, that's a raya, you would need three. But the caliber of the three that you can't necessarily prove. Maybe, boom, they were the three people that this person had come to. But you have no raya that every single geirus would have to be in front of three people that are on this level. Amr Rabbi Barabba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Barabba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Geirut Tzorach Gimel, geirus requires a bezdin of three. This is one of the three things we proved from the aforementioned story. How do you know that? Because Mishpat Ksiv Bein. The pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yelochem Kager. And we learn from the fact that the Torah put in the same words, Mishpat and Ger, that Gerus is like a Mishpat. Mishpat is a court case. And just like a court case, at the bare minimum, would have to happen in front of three people, so too Gerus has to be Bifnei Shlosha. Tanu Rabban. Misha Ba. V'Omar. If somebody comes in, he says, Gerani, I'm a Ger. So somebody walks in one day, and he says, I want you to know, I am Eger Yochol Nikableno, we would think that we should be Makabel this person, meaning we don't know who this person is, and he walks in and he says, I want you to know I'm a ger. So the Gemara says, you would think you should be Makabel, and Tamadayim says in the Pasuk, Itcha, it says, V'chiyagur Itcha Ger Ba'artzachem. What does the word Itcha mean? B'muchzik Lecha. We have to know for sure that the person was Megayer. Otherwise, he's not going to be believed. Now, just to be clear, we're talking about a person that was Becheskas, that he was a non-Jew. So if a person's Becheskas, that he's a non-Jew, and he's timing now that he was Megayer, so you'd have to prove it. So you can't just walk in and say that I was Megayer. We're not going to trust you. It says, and we learn it from a pasuk, Itcha means b'muchzik lecha. We have to know for sure. But v'edavim, what if he comes with edim? Minayin? How do you know we believe him then? Oh, Talmud Omer. It says, v'chiyagur itcha ger. And from there we learn that if he has edim, then of course he's going to be believed. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. If he has edim, then of course he's believed. Where do you find in the Torah that edim are not believed? Why would I need a pasuk to teach me that if he has edim, he's believed. Ba'artzachem. It says in the Torah, Ba'artzachem. Next word. V'chiyagur itcha ger ba'artzachem. What does Ba'artzachem teach me? In the yellow Ba'aretz. From the word Ba'artzachem, I would think that maybe the only time we're mekabel gerim is in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know mekabel gerim even in Chutz La'aretz? Talmud Loimar. It says itcha. And from the word itcha, we learn b'chol makim she'itcha. It doesn't matter where it is. Any place in the world, we're mekabel gerim. Imke, ma talmud loim b'aretz. So why does it say Ba'artzachem? Ba'aretz sarach lahavi raya. In Eretz Yisrael, you would have to bring a raya that you were megayer. But b'chutz La'aretz, in Chutz La'aretz, ain't tzarich lavi raya. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to bring any raya that you are megayer. We would assume, If as long as you say you're Megayer, that in of itself is going to be ample proof. The Chachamim say, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutzlar, Tzarech Levi Raya. No, a person always has to bring a Raya. It doesn't matter if he's in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter if he's in Chutzlar. So again, the Gemara just brought a Braisa. The Gemara is going to analyze the Braisa. But we just brought a Braisa that's darshaning a Pasig that talks about a Ger. V'chiyogur idcho Ger Ba'aretzichem, Loi Sainu Oysed. The halacha is that you're not allowed to chapel with a Ger. But the Pasig is, V'chiyogur idcho Ger Ba'aretzichem, and we learn from the pasuk as follows. The only time we assume a person is a ger is if we know he's a ger. You don't just take the man's word for it. So we would have to know for sure that the person's a ger, otherwise we wouldn't trust him. From the fact that it says, we learn that if he has Eden, he is going to be believed. What does ba'artzachem mean? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, ba'artzachem means that this idea that the only time we trust the person that he's a ger is itcha, if he proves it, is in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, ain't tzarech lahavi raya. Now the Chachamim argue on that last point, and the Chachamim say, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, tzarech lahavi raya. Now according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? In Eretz Yisrael, you have to prove it, in Chutz La'aretz, you don't. So the reason is because we assume that if a person is becoming wants to be a ger in Chutz La'aretz, it's probably legit. Because really, it was never so geschmack for Yid in a Chutz La'aretz. So in Eretz Yisrael, where it's more beneficial to be a Yid, there you person tain is that I was Megayer, we know you as a non-Jew, Tzarech Lavi Raya. But in Chutz La'aretz, where a person would be disincentivized from being a Yid, so if a person would come and he would say that I'm a Yid, there ain't Tzarech Lahavi Raya. Zok the Gemara. Let's analyze this price. Bahu ve'edavimai, the Gemara and the Braisa said, based on the Pasuk v'chiyagur idchager, I know he would be believed. So if a non-Jew walks into court and he says, I have two Eden that can testify that I was Megayer, we believe the Eden. Of course, we always trust Eden. Why would you think you don't trust Eden over here? Rav Shneish said, the Amri, talk about what the Eden said, Shemanush and Iskar b'bezen shoplani. Where the Eden are saying, we ourselves never witnessed the Geras. However, we heard, we know that he was Megayer, meaning we're aware of some sort of rumor. So I would have thought you shouldn't believe them. Meaning, if they saw it themselves, that's one thing. But they didn't see it themselves. They only heard about it. So you would think they should not be believed. Kamash Malan, they're believed. Now the question is, why Taka are they believed? If they don't really know what happened, you're believed to say that you heard about something. So that's a discussion in the Achrayim, not for now. But Aretz, the Braisa said that it says the word Ba'artzachem, and we darshan in the Yelaba Aretz, Bechutz Aretz Minayim, Talmud Loimar Itcha. So the Braisa said that from the word Ba'aretzachem, you would have thought that maybe only in Eretz Yisrael and Mekabel Gerim. How do you know Mekabel Gerim and Chutz La'aretz? So he said, because it says the word Itcha. If you look in the Braisa, we're double dipping on the word Itcha. We use the word Itcha to teach me that a person has to prove that he was Megayer. We don't just take your word for it. And now we're darshing the word Itcha to teach me that Gerus is not only in Eretz Yisrael, it's even a Chutz La'aretz. So, Freit the Gemara, how could you use the word itcha to learn two halachas? So, the Gemara says, you're right, good point. Chada mi itcha. One drush is being learned out from the word itcha. The chad on the other one is me'imach. It says, ger v'toysha v'chai imach. So, wrong word in the Braisa. One is being learned out from itcha, and the other one is being learned out from imach. The chachamim argued with Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa that at the end of the day, the reason it says Ba'aretz and the Pasuk is to teach me that only in Eretz Yisrael is there a din of Itcha that you have to prove it. But in Chutz La'aretz, even if you don't prove it, we believe you. But the Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Tzarech Lavi Raya. A person always has to bring a Raya that he was Megayer. So the Gemara says, V'ela Haksiv Aretz. So what did the Chachamim do with the word Aretz? Again, Rabbi Yehuda uses the word Aretz to teach me that in Eretz Yisrael is where you need to bring a Raya. But in Chutz La'aretz, we take your word for it. If a person that was Becheskes, non-Jew, says he was Megayer, we're going to trust him. But according to the Chachamim, it's not true. Even in Chutz La'aretz, Tzarech Lavi Raya, so there's no difference between Gerus in Eretz Yisrael, Geres and Chutz La'aretz, as far as we know. So, Freit the Gemara, why does it say the word Ba'aretz? So, the Gemara says, Ahumi Boyle, you want to know why the Torah said, V'chiyagur itcha ger ba'artzachem? It's to teach me a chiddush. Da afilu ba'aretz makabal gerim. It's to teach me that we're makabal gerim even in Eretz Yisrael. The Solkot, I would have thought, Mishum tivusa the Eretz Yisrael come a gairi. I would think that if a person wants to be a gairi in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't be makabal the gairis. You know why? Because maybe it's not a sincere gairis. Vahashta nami the leka tivusa. And by the way, even though there were times in Eretz Yisrael when maybe things weren't so great, like now, Dami Ram said, nowadays it's not as good as it used to be. You still have mitzvah satulias bar. Haaretz. You have Likit, you have Shikha, you have Peyo. So there's a lot of fringe benefits to being a non-Jew living in Eretz Yisrael. So you would have thought that being that there are benefits to being a non-Jew living in Eretz Yisrael, so you should never be Mekabel Gerim in Eretz Yisrael. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, that no, we are Mekabel Gerim even in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it said in the Torah, Ba'aretzachem, to teach me that we're Mekabel Gerim in Eretz Yisrael. Again, there would have been a Havamin in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't be Mekabel Gerim. Right? We talk about Salat, that one of the challenges of being Mekabel Gerim is to make sure and to confirm that the Gerim means it sincerely. It's not such an easy Avodah. So you would have had a Havamin that maybe you should not be Mekabel Gerim in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chiddush Kamash Balon that we are. Bottom line is we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, had a darsh in the word ba'artzachem, in the pasuk of Geiris. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's to teach me a halacha, that is, there's a dafkemina between Geiris and Eretz Yisrael, Geiris and Chutz Laretz. Geiris in Eretz Yisrael, tzarech lavi raya, in Chutz Laretz ain't tzarech lavi raya. According to Chacham, there's no nafkemina la'alach. The only reason we mentioned ba'artzachem is because there would have been a havamina that maybe we're not mekabel gerim at all in Eretz Yisrael, kamash when we are. But once we're mekabel gerim in Eretz Yisrael, according to Chacham, there's no difference between Kabbalah's gerim in Eretz Yisrael and Kabbalah's gerim in Chutz Laretz. So who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So just like in the beginning of the daf, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan issued a halacha regarding gerim, we have the same thing again. Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan halacha. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, tzarech lavi raya, you have to bring a raya in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring a raya in chutz la'aretz, meaning we paskin like the chacham. In Freit the Gemara, the same question it asked in the opening lines of the daf. Why would Rabbi Yochanan have to tell me that halacha is like the Chachamim and not like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is the Yoch, the Chachamim are the Rabbim. We always assume the Chachamim are Rabbim until proven otherwise. So if that's the case, it's a shail of a Yochid v'Rabbim, halacha k'Rabbim. So of course we pass like the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, I would have thought Mastaber Tami the Rabbi Yehuda. I would have thought that even though it's true Rabbi Yehuda, the Yochid is taking on the Chachamim, but it could be the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda makes more sense. Why? The Kamesai Leikroi. Because the Gemara assumes that the way Rabbi Yehuda interpreted the Psukim is a little more geschmiert. It's more matin than the way the Chachamim interpreted the Psukim. So I would have thought that even though it's true, the Chachamim are the Rabbim, but just based on the interpretation and the formulation of the drasha, it's mistaber Rabbi Yehuda Shita more, and therefore we think maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, kamash malon, that's Rabbi Yechon wanted to teach us, that no, the halacha is like the Rabbim, the halacha is like the Chachamim. Another braisa that discusses dinim related to Geiris, Tanu Rabbanan. It says, Ushvatitem tzedek, bein ish, ubein achiv, ubein geroi. So the pasuk's talking about a mishpat, like a court case, and it mentions geroi, it mentions geros. So the Gemara says, "Mekanam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda learned from this pasuk, gerishin is ger bebezdin. A ger that's megayir in bezdin, hareis neger, is considered a ger. If a ger is megayir by himself, ain't a ger, he's not going to be considered a ger." Pretty important halacha, that geros has to be in front of bezdin. If it's not in front of bezdin, it's not going to be considered a geros. This is, of course, in line with one of the Shema Mina classes, one of the three things that we saw on the bottom and vav on the base, that Geiris has to be in front of a bezin. Zok the Gemara, Maisa. Maisa, Bechaj Bala Fnei Rabbi Yehuda. It was a story with someone that came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Amalai, and he told him, Niskayarti Beinidu Beinatzmi. So this person was a person that everyone assumed was a Yid. And one day he comes to Rabbi Yehuda, and he makes a little bit of a confession. He tells him, I want you to know, I wasn't born a Jew. However, I was Megayah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, how are you Megayer? And he inspected him, and he told him, I was Megayer, Beini Levein Atzmi. I was Megayer on my own. I'm only Rabbi Yehuda told me, Yesh Lecha Eidim? Meaning, do you have Eidim that you are Megayer? I'm like, no, I don't have any Eidim. Yesh Lecha Banim? He said, do you have any sons? I'm like, hey, I do have sons. I'm like, he told him, Neman Ata Livsal Es Atzmecha, you believe to pasul yourself. Meaning, you just messed yourself up. But you not believe to mess up your children. Again, so this person comes to Rabbi Yehuda and he tells him that, I know you think that I was born a Jew. I really wasn't. I was born a non-Jew, but I was Megayer. I was Megayer. We're Beinila Beinatzmi. I have no Eidim. It wasn't done in front of Bezdin. I was Megayer by myself. So Rabbi Yehuda told him, do you have sons? He said, yeah, I have sons as well. So Rabbi Yehuda said, here's the halacha. Your belief in the pasuk, meaning, unfortunately, you basically just confessed to the fact that you're not a Jew. because you were born not a Jew, your Geirus is not a proper Geirus, because it wasn't done before Bezdin, and as a result, you're not a Yid. However, as it relates to your children, you're not believed to pass your children. Your children are going to be considered Jews. So it's a fascinating concept. You're going to be considered not a Jew, but your children are going to be considered regular Yidin, then Apsulim, then Amamzerim. You know, of course, totally in the sugyas that we learned last week, related to Eved, Vekuti, Abba, Bas Yisrael. But the bottom line is that your children are going to have no issues. It's just you. You're going to be the one. You're going to have an issue. Now, what's Pashup Shad? Why would he have an issue? If he's not believed for his children, so why is he believed for himself? The reason is because there's a concept called Shavya Nafshei Chaticha D'Yisura, that a person has the ability to implicate himself. So even if we don't have the right to accept and believe everything that you're saying, but for yourself, you can always mess yourself up. So by the virtue of the fact that the person said, Niskayarti Beni Levei Natsmi, for himself, Shavya Nafshei Chaticha D'Yisura. However, as it relates to his children, he has no namon, so the children are going to be considered regular Ksheirim. So, Rabbi Yehuda Abaram Lemehemin, does it make sense Rabbi Yehuda would have said this? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you believe for yourself, you're not believe for your children. But in the Braise, so it says in the Torah, Yakir, and we learn from there, Yakirenu Lacherim. Mikana Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda taught. Neman Adam Loimer, a person's belief to say Zeh Beni Bechar. This son of mine, he's the Bechar, meaning he gets a pishnayim, double portion of Yerusha. Rabbi Yehuda said, just like a person's belief to say that this son of mine is my Bechar, Kach Neman, so too he's believed Loimer to say Beni Zeh Ben Gerusha, that this son of mine, I'm a Kayin, but my wife was a Grusha, meaning he's a apostle, he's a Chalal. Oy, ben Chalutzahu. V'chacham ha'meinu nevah, Chacham says not believe. But you see, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that a father's believed to say and testify about his son. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a father's believed regarding his son, so why did Rabbi Yehuda tell this ger that said Niskayarti Beini Levein Atzmi that he should be believed to apostle his children? This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says, a person's believed to say, Beni Zeh Ben Grushahu, or Ben Chalutzahu, he should be believed to apostle his children as well. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara is going to say two terutzim to this Kasha. First terutz is Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Nachman Yitzchak said, Hachi Kamale. He told him like this, Lidva Recha, according to you, you just said that you are Megari Ben Yidu Ben Atzmi. Shav Yanav Shechatich Adi Yisura, you're a guy. If that's the case, Avi Kechavim Ato, they ain't Eidos Avi Kechavim. A guy is not believed. Meaning, Avada Rabbi Yehuda holds that a father's believed for a son, but only a Yid, not a guy. And once this man implicated himself, so now we already had a din of a guy, so if he has a din of a guy, that's why he's not going to be believed. Ravina said a different tarot. This is what Rabbi Yehuda told him. He said, Yesh Lecha Banim? He said, hey, I do. Yesh Lecha Bnei Banim? He said, you have grandsons? He said, hey, Amalei. It was regarding that, the grandchildren. Children. The Rabbi Yehuda told Neman not to lift the banecha. You believe to say that your son's apostle, because that is Rabbi Yehuda's shita l'shitasai, that a person's believed to say Bnei Zeh ben Gerushua, Bnei Zeh ben Chalutzo. But yet, Neman lifts the bnei banecha, you're not believed to apostle your grandsons. Sok to Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, a braisa that supports the second shot. Rabbi Yehuda says, Neman Adam Leman Abnei Katan. A person's believed to say regarding his child, that's a katan, Ve'in Adam Nemanal. But a person is not believed regarding his son, that's a gadol. That when Rabbi Yehuda said a person is believed regarding a katan, like katan, katan mamash, he didn't mean katan as in not bar mitzvah. And when he said he's not believed regarding a gadol, like gadol, gadol mamash, he didn't mean that he's already bar mitzvah. Elo, katan v'yesh lo ibanim zeh gadol. Katan that has children would be considered a gadol, and the father wouldn't be believed. Gadol v'yin lo ibanim, a gadol that has no son, zeh katan would be a katan, and he would be believed. The point is, the Brayis is saying Rabbi Yehuda holds a father's believed regarding his son, but he's not believed regarding the son's children. He's not believed regarding the grandchildren. So you see this distinction in Rabbi Yehuda. So again, bottom line is, we have Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, Geirus has to happen with Nei Bezdin. And then the Braisa told the story. Somebody came to thank Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Niskayarti Beni Levei Natsmi. Rabbi Yehuda asked him if he had sons. He said, yeah. And he told him, you're believed to mess yourself up. Meaning, Shavya Nafshi Chaticha D'Yisura, we can't trust you as being a Yid. However, your children, you're not believed regarding. And the Gemara's Kasha was, Rabbi Yehuda Shit and Shah says that a father has an amanus to dictate the status of a son. So why over here wouldn't he be believed? Two terutzim. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's teretz is that really a father is believed regarding his son. It's, however, in this case, where Lidva Recha Oivet Kechavim Ata, because based on what he said first, it comes out he's an Oivet Kechavim. Oivet Kechavim is not believed regarding his son. The second teretz is Ravina, that Ravina held that really he was believed regarding his sons. It's just Rabbi Yehuda asked him another question, do you have any grandchildren? He said, yeah, and it was regarding the grandchildren he's not believed. And for that, we even have a braisa. The Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Yakir teaches me that a father's believed regarding a son, but not regarding his grandson. So we have two terutzim in the Gemara. So what are we paskin like? The Gemara says, V'hilchos HaKavasi Rav Nachman HaYitzchak. We paskin like Rav Nachman HaYitzchak, that's the first teretz of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda was telling him that you're believed regarding yourself, you're not believe regarding your sons. Why? Because even though usually a father's believe regarding the son, but once you said and implicated yourself as being a Levi Kechavim, you have no nemanus anymore. Afraid the Gemara, does it make sense that Allah would be the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, but Tani Kavasi the Ravino? The Gemara brought a brisa that supports Ravino. So it's interesting, we bring a brisa that supports Ravino, and then in the same breath we pass him like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Right, the brisa said clearly that the father has an nemanus regarding the son, not regarding the grandsons. So the Gemara says, no, Ahuli in Yinyakir Itmar. That Braisa wasn't discussing our case. That Braisa was discussing in general the Nemanus of Yaakov. Is it for sons or even for grandsons? So there the Braisa clarified it's only for sons, not for grandsons. So Avada, that premise of Ravina to make a distinction between a son and a grandson is true, and no one's disputing that. The question is how it relates to our Shiloh. Because our Shiloh is unique, because in our case, the father is basically telling us that he's a non-Jew. Ah, so this is already a whole different Shaila. The Shaila is once we accept the fact that you're a non-Jew, maybe we wouldn't trust you anymore regarding the sons. The Tanya Kavasi de Ravina was the premise of Ravina. But Ravina is now applying it to our Shaila. Rav Nachum Yitzchak will say, Ravina, I agree with your premise that a father's belief for a son, not for an anical, but that has nothing to do with this sugya, because over here he's not even going to be believed regarding the son. And it was regarding that that Gemara Paskin Hilchas Kavasi de Nachum Yitzchak. So it's not a steer that we have a brisa that supports Ravina, and yet the Allah is like Rav Nachum Yitzchak, because the brisa is only supporting the premise of Ravina. The premise that there's a distinction between sons and grandsons, but not necessarily as it relates to the Tzushdal to our Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, another Braisa, as it relates to being Mekabel Geiris. Geir Shabar L'Skar B'Zmanazam. Geir that comes to be Megayir nowadays. I mean, we tell him, Maro Iso Shabasa L'Skar. Why are you being Megayir? Yeah, to your day, don't you know she's Rav B'Zmanazam? That Yidin nowadays, Dvuyim, Tchufim, Tzchufim, that they're in a bad place, Muturafim, V'Yisurim Barim Aleh. Right, it's very hard, not Kishmak to be a Yid today. If he says, Yideya Ani Ve'ni Kedai, I know that, but at the same time, I still feel that this is something I want to do. Mekabalim Eisim Yabu Mekabalim. U'medin Eisim, then we would notify Mixas Mitzis, some of the easy Mitzis, Mixas Mitzis Chamur, some of the hard Mitzis. U'medin Eisim, and then we would tell him, Avoyim Lekat Shikhu Pei Maisa Anik, we'd tell him about the Mitzvah of Leket and Shikha and Peya. And a maestro at Medina, you say unshun shal mitzvahs. And then we would tell him the punishment that a person's going to get for violating mitzvahs. I mean, we tell him, have you a day you should know actually until you became a yid, or chal to chelif, you would eat chelif, you have to unish karas, nothing would happen to you. Chilal to shabbos, you mechal shabbos, you have to unish skila, you wouldn't be chayv skila. Achshav, and now, a chal to if you eat chelif, unish karas, you chayv karas. Chilal to shabbos, mechal shabbos, unish skila, chayv skila. Kshim shad, you know, you say unshun shal mitzvahs. Just like we tell him the punishment of some of the mitzvahs, Medina, you know, it's man, we tell him the reward of some of the mitzvahs. I mean, we tell him, have you a day you should know shalom abba in yas el tzadikim. That olam habas only for tzadikim. Yisrov b'zman hazeh, yidin nowadays, enam yichoylam lekabel leirav toivo. You should know that yidin can't have too much good. Rashi says, because if a yid would have too much good in galus, it would cause him to do averis. Veloirav peronius, but also not too much bad. Vein marben olav, vein medakten olav, and even though it sounds like we're discouraging this person, but we don't discourage him too much. Kibel, if the person says, I'm in anyways, malon oisim yad, immediately we do brismilo. Nishtar b'tzitzen makfin esamilo. When they did the brismilo, there was some tzitzen, there was some membranes that were left over. Chayzrin, they would go back. Umolon oisim shnir, they would do brismilo a second time. Nisrapa, once the person had a refuah, meaning the wound was healed, Matpilon oisim yad, they would be toivolim. Shneita mid chomim, oim the malgab, there would be two tomid chomim, next to Medina Oisin, they would notify Mixes, Mitzvahs, Kalas, Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Chamurus. They would tell him some of the easy Mitzvahs, some of the hard Mitzvahs. Tavava Allah, as soon as he emerges after the Tefillah, Harei Ki Yisrael L'chol Dvarav, he has a din of Yid. Isha, what about a woman? So not the difference is, Nashim, Yeshiva, Soysev, Mayim, women would be present while she went into the mikvah, at Sabar, until she has water up until her neck. Sheita Milchama, Oim Nalam, Bibachot, there'd be two Tamilchama that are standing outside, Umeidin, Oisa, Mixes, Mrs. Kal, Mrs. Chamurus, and they would tell us some of the mitzvahs. The Braisa continues and says, Echod, Gerv, Echod, this is true for a ger. It's also true for a slave that's being freed. We'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf. Ubmakom shenida tevel. It's the same place that a nida's tevel, meaning whatever's considered a kosher mikvah for a nida, sham ger ve'evan meshuchar tevel. That's where a ger and an evan meshuchar would be tevel. The chadav shechaitzis betfila. Anything that's considered a chatzitza for a tefila for any person that's tamei chaitzis beger ve'evan meshuchar benida would be considered a chatzitza for a ger and for an evan meshuchar. And for a nita, so a long braisa that talks about geirus, and the Gemara is going to now go through it. Amar gersha baliskay or amrim loy maro isa shabas liskay. Right, the first thing we do is we discourage the ger. Umedianoisa mixes mitzvahs kalus mixes chamurus. Right, sounds like we try intimidating him a little bit. We try to talk him out of this. So the Gemara says, my time, huh? Why are we talking the ger out of being megayer? The parish nefresh. The reason is because we're trying to get him to be parish. The Amir of Chelbe, Rav Chelbe said, "Kashen gerim lisol kasapachas." That gerim are not good for the Jews. In fact, it's like a negar. It's like a tzaras. The chsiv, the pasuk says, "Vinulva hager aleim, v'nispachu al beis Yaakov." So the pasuk is talking about a ger, and it mentions v'nispachu. That's from the lashon sapachas, seemingly equating on some level the ger to a nega, and that's why we talk the ger out of being megar. Now there's a lot of different pshatim why kashim gerim liyisrael kisapachas. Rashi says a simple pshat because we're afraid that the ger is not going to be properly observant in the mitzvahs. And if that's the case, he's going to end up being a bad influence. Meaning you're bringing someone that may potentially be a bad influence for other people into the kehila, and that's not a good thing. Tosfos, however, says a whole bunch of different pshatim. In fact, one of Tosfos' pshatim is the opposite of Rashi's pshat. Tosfos says, if I care, that really the ger is going to be more careful, and it's actually going to end up being a kitrig on the yidden. Either way, I and Rashi here, Tosfos here, Rashi in different places in Shas, a whole bunch of different ideas why kashim gerim liyisrael kisapachas. Moving along, umaydid. My time. What's the reason we tell him these halachas? We know that a benoyach has seven mitzvahs. Seven mitzvah. If a benoyach violates one of the seven mitzvahs, he's chayv misa. One of the seven mitzvahs are gezel, and there's a chiddush that if a benoyach steals, even pachas mishava pruta, he's chayv. In other words, benoyach is nerag, he's chayv misa, al pachas mishava pruta for stealing less than a shava pruta. And he can't return the gezel and get out of his misa. Now, what do you see from here? So Rashi has two pshatim. The preferred pshat of Rashi is that you see from here that a benoyach is very attached to his money. So because he's so attached to his money, we would think that by telling him about leket shikcha peya, that's going to discourage him from being megayer, and that's why we used to tell him these halachas. The in mar ben olav, the in medakin olav. So meaning, as much as we try to discourage him, but we don't overdo it. Amr Rabbalaz, Rabbalaz is a micro. What's the makar to this? The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'tere ki misametzes hilo leches ito, v'techta ledaberima. So the context is Nami and Rus. Rus wants to come together with Nami, and she's a Mayaviyah, she's not Jewish, and Nami starts discouraging her. But eventually Nami saw ki misametzesi lolechasito that she really wanted to come, so vatechta ladabrima, she stopped talking her out of it, she let her come. So the Gemara is going to give us a little bit of insight into the give and take, the shakla v'tayya, between Nami and Rus. Amrullah. So Nami told Rus, Asrulon Tchum Shabbos. I want you to know that if you're going to become a Yid, you're going to be bound by Tchum Shabbos. Rus responded, "Ba'asher telchi eilech, asrul on yichod." Then Nami told Rishna, "There's something called yichod." She said, "Ba'asher tolini yol, wherever you sleep, I'm going to sleep. I'm happy conforming with the laws of yichod." Mipaktinon sheish meyois u'shloish esrim mitzvahs. You know, there's 630 mitzvahs. Amechami, asrul on avodas kechavim. You're not going to be able to be over the avodas zara. Ve'eloikayich eloikosh. She said, "Arba mises bezin nimtzur lebezin." You know, if you violate different things, there are four types of mises. She said, "Ba'asher tamusi almost the same way you die, I'm going to die." Shnei kfarim nimtzur lebezin. People that die because of averus that they did were buried in two special batei kfaris. She said, "The shamei kafu, wherever you're buried, I'm buried." Miyad vaterikim esametzasi. So when Nami saw that she still wanted vatechta odabreila, and we see from here this idea that on the one hand you're supposed to discourage. You see, Nami's trying to discourage on some level Rus from being Megayer, but at the same time, she tried a little bit, and then vatechta ledabrele. At some point, she stopped because she realized ki misametzesi lalechasita that she really wanted it, and once she really wanted it, so then she already backed off. Ki bail molenoisim yat. So the Brisa said that once the ger is mekabel the mitzvah, so we do bris mila immediately. So the Gemara says, my time was miyad me. It sounds like we do it right away. Why right away? Shahuye mitzvah loy mashina. The reason is because it's a mitzvah. To be mekabel ger is a mitzvah. And there's a ger to be mekabel. There's a mitzvah to be mekabel ger. So therefore, it's reason makdim in the mitzvah, we do it immediately. Mit the brais and the shtayr, but tzitzin makven as a mila. If there were any tzitzin, parts of the mila that were left over, so it's ma'akiv. Like, just like a baby, when you do bris mila, so there's certain tzitzin that are ma'akven as a mila, and you go back for the tzitzin. Even on Shabbos, you go back for the tzitzin ma'akven as a mila. So too, by geiris, we would go back for the tzitzin of ma'akven as a mila. So, it's a mishnah. Masech the Shabbos taka regarding a regular bris mila. Elin tzitzin makven as a mila. The following on tzitzin makven as a mila. Basner hachoyfes reif atara. It's the meat. It's the flesh that covers the majority of the atara. The ino yoichal b'truma. And someone that has that basner hachoyfer is not allowed to eat truma. A kohen that's an oral is not allowed to eat truma. So if he would have this basa that's chayfer roiv ataro, he'd be considered an aro, meaning it's ma'ak of the milo. He's saying oichav b'chuv. I'm Rabbi Yirmi Bram. I'm a Rabbi Yirmi. I'm saying in the name of Rab, basa ha'chayfer roiv goyve shal atar. That doesn't have to cover the entire circumference of that Torah. But even if it's in one place and it's the majority of the height of that Torah, that would be enough for it to be a problem. In oichav b'chuv. This is something we would go back for. Nisrapa. As soon as the child has a refuah, Matpilin, as soon as the ger has a refuah, Matpilin oisamiyad, we're toivalim immediately. Nisrapa in, loy nisrapa loy. It sounds like we have to wait until the refuah, the mar says, yes, my time, what's the reason? Mishum de maya marzu maka, because water can be bad for the maka. It's an issue of sakona, and therefore we wait until it has a proper refuah. Shnei talmidei chachamim, there were two talmidei chachamim that were there at the time of the tefillah. Zok Gemara, two talmidei chachamim from Rabbi Chiya bar Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Geret Sarach Shloisha. I think Geret always has to be done with three people. So why is it enough there are two people? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Litana. Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana, you're right, Tani Shloisha. He told him, edit the Braisa. It shouldn't say two, it should say three. There were three talmidei chachamim. Tava va'ala, Harei Yisrael l'chol tvar. Then the Braisa concludes that once he emerges from the mikvah, he had the milo, he was mekabel all the mitzvahs, he Yisrael l'chol tvar. My hilchasa, the hoder be mekadesh by Yisrael, that in the event that he's hoder be, meaning he goes back to being a non-Jew, and then he's mekadesh about Yisrael. Yisrael mumer karina be, he would have a dinner by Yisrael mumer, the kedush of kedushin, and the kedushin would be a kedushin. Meaning, once you become a yid and you try backing out, it's too late. There's no going back. L'may nafkimina, the Gemara says that if he would be mekadesh a mumer, so the if once he's in a state of a mumer and he would be mekadesh in isha, the kedushin would be a kedushin. Either way, the daf that we just learned is a loaded daf. We didn't speak at any rate, but there are some related rate bites. We have a related rate bite as it relates to a ger that did milo and not tefillah. We also have a related rate bites as it relates to this last Gemara that Yisrael mumer, that's mekadesh in isha, the kedushin is going to be a kedushin.